Hello.
Hi, this is Stephanie returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
Yes, I've been noticing this number, this amount coming out of my check. What is customer support?
We're a third-party call center, so we do service multiple different products. I'd have to be able to pull your account to see what you ordered. Could I get your zip code, please?
46545.
46545?
Yes.
And the first and last name?
Mary Wilson.
All right, I found your account, ma'am. Could you verify your address for me, please?
It's 3428 North Main Street, apartment 3.
Mishawaka, did I pronounce that
Yes.
right?
Yes.
All right, perfect. Just bear with me one moment while the system loads your account.
Is this for something I have ordered or what is it now?
I'll be once the account loads, I can be able to tell you, all right?
Okay.
All right, I do see back on October 8th you got a cookware set for and you only had to pay shipping and handling, which was $5.74.
I never got the cookware set.
Yes, ma'am. Bear with me one moment. Because you should have got, I believe. All right, yes, ma'am. So I see what happened. It was a contest to win a cookware set. It was one of our sweepstakes, and it did state down in the terms and conditions about that if you when you paid this $7 or yeah, $7.95 the day you placed the order for a guaranteed placement in the contest to win. If you do not win, you will be billed for after 2 days to enter the main contest to win. And one contestant will be chosen out of the 100 to win. Therefore, every 30 days, you will be entered in to win for the prize of $67.32 monthly.
Well, I never received any kind of information about that. I never received the cookware, and so I want you to take my name off of the list because $67, that's a lot of money to come out of a person's check, and I'm on a limited income, so
Yes, ma'am.
I want to be taken off of the list.
Yes, ma'am. I can go and get you canceled.
Okay, now since they come out, one was supposed to come out today, so can you cancel that one also?
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to cancel them all. So there won't be any recurring charges.
Okay, so the ones that's been billed ever since October, those are taken care of too?
Unfortunately, I can't touch those because they are valid charges.
They're valid purchases, but I didn't purchase anything.
It was into the contest, so it is a valid charge. It stated it down in the terms and conditions. Now I can transfer you over if you want to ask about getting them refunded further, but I'd have to transfer you over because I can't touch those charges.
But see, I never got anything. I never got any kind of a notice. I remember, you know, trying to get the cookware, but I never got the cookware. And I had been calling and calling on a different phone, and I never got a call back. This is the first time that I got a call back, because I usually have my phone with me, and I never heard my phone ring or anything.
So the cookware set was to be won, so that's what the 6732 is an entry fee into the sweepstakes to win it. So you were only going to get the cookware set if you won that sweepstakes. And they billed you each for each month until you canceled. For like, it starts at 1 in 1,000, goes to 1 in 100, and it goes all the way down to 1 in 25 chance of winning it. But I've got you canceled, so it won't go any further.
Oh, so they was charging me that much just to enter into the contest?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Just a minute, please.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so is it a confirmation number or something I can have?
Yes, ma'am.
Canceled?
Yes, ma'am. Just
okay.
Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
That'll be C as in Charlie.
Uh-huh.
262.
Uh-huh.
600.
Uh-huh.
153.
Okay, C as in Charlie, 262-600-153.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so that's the cancellation number, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, then, so I won't have any more charges made to my account. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right, then. Can I have your name?
Stephanie.
Stephanie?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, I guess that's all I need.
All right.
So,
well, thank
you. So, you have a good day then.
Well, thank you for calling customer support, and I hope you have a great day and happy holidays.
All right. Happy holidays to you also.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.